question is, sometimes if a person, a famous person is dying, and many prayers are performed, some specific rituals are done for the long life of a person. So how do we see this? So there are two different aspects here. First is that there is the, as I said, in praying there is doing what we can do. Another is, what is the Lord's way? So as devotees, when we pray to Krishna, it is not that we want to use prayer as a tool to make Krishna to dance according to our will. That is not that, sometimes people think that God is a person who likes flattery. So when people praise him, then he gives them what he wants. But that is not at all the case. Krishna, he will do whatever is good for us. And irrespective of whether we praise him or not, he will do what is good for us. But by praising him, we go closer to him. We actually become elevated by him. So the first thing is to recognize that, when a person is going, whether a person is going to live or a person is going to die, that is not in our hands. And it is not that our goal in praying is to ask Krishna to change that. Yes, there is a prayer and Prabhupada is departing from the world. At that time, he said that, he told disciples to pray, I have not yet completed my mission. Our master, Prabhupada told the devotees to pray, our master has not yet completed his mission, his service to his guru. So Krishna, if you desire, please let him stay. And Prabhupada said that actually, Krishna answered your prayer. Prabhupada passed through that phase of severe bad health and he recovered. Almost for a decade, he was active after that. The extraordinary preaching. So, a devotee's mood, even if you pray, is surrender. That, Krishna, whatever is your will, I'll accept that. So, now, it is at one level an expression of the piety that is present in society, that when someone whom people hold in high regard, then they want to pray for that person's recovery or longevity or whatever. Now, it's not for us as devotees to necessarily have to judge anything as right or wrong. No, Krishna says in the Bhagavad Gita, in the third chapter, na buddhi bhedam janayet agyanam karma sanginam joshayet sarvakarmani vidvani yuktah samajah. Joshayet sarvakarmani, that whatever people are doing, that vidvani yuktah samajah, a wise person tries to dovetail them in dovetailing in devotional service. So, the important thing is that if people can somehow connect with God, even if it is for even if it is for the purpose of some person's recovery or whatever, if they pray to Krishna, if they chant Hare Krishna, if they worship Krishna, that is positive. Once our devotees were in America doing kirtan. And at that time, one of the presidential candidates for America was Al Gore. So there were his followers, they were in chorus, Al Gore, Al Gore. So everybody saw that, everybody thinking, how can we make the chant? So they said, Nitai Gore, Nitai Gore. And he said, what are you chanting? So they said, actually, what you are saying is the same thing in our language. You also say this. And they all started saying, Nitai Gore, Nitai Gore. So, we, rather than trying to judge others, we try to see whatever people are doing, we'll see if we can connect it with Krishna. And if we can connect with Krishna, that will bring a lasting auspiciousness. Mm-hmm. Irrespective of whether specifically that particular thing which they are praying for, whether that happens or not, we are not primarily concerned with that. This is an important point. Often we may hesitate to pray because we may think that if I pray to Krishna for something and it doesn't happen, then maybe my faith in Krishna will go down. Therefore, I will not pray. But the point is, for us, prayer is not primarily something for getting Krishna to do something. Prayer is primarily a means for us to connect with Krishna. So if you focus on that connection itself as the primary purpose of prayer, and not the result, that whether a specific circumstance works out or doesn't work out, then we will be far more enriched by the prayer. Because then our connection with Krishna will not depend on what the result comes out or not. So our goal is to connect with Krishna, and praying we pursue it as a means for connecting with Krishna. And we encourage others according to their situation, their inclination, to also connect with Krishna through prayer in whatever way is possible for